All right, now that you have sat with your experience, gotten clear on what's going on with you, you can do the repair and the return. So you want to come back to your partner at this point with a clear as possible idea of what's going on with you, right? And to own up to what happened for you. So ideally you do this when you're below a five. Remember, our scale is 0 to 10. 10 is you're through the roof in the back part of your brain, your animal brain, and you're not going to be very articulate, and you're going to say shit you don't mean, and you might cause harm. One is I'm very resourced and open. My heart is open and online, and I'm available for love and connection. So if you're below a five, is the time to do a repair. And repair looks like, hey, honey, I just want to take responsibility for what happened for me there. When you said blank, I got really upset and triggered, and it just sent me spinning. And I felt really angry, and then I just had to take space. And so when I went and took space, I got clear that, I got that a lot from my dad growing up, and I just felt hurt. When I dropped into the feelings of it, I just feel really hurt and young and small, and I feel inadequate. And I was really never allowed to feel that. So I usually went to anger, or I ran outside, or I threw a tantrum. And I'm finally starting to just drop into those feelings and how scary and uncomfortable they are. So that's what happened for me, and I can also see how the way I treated you was hurtful. And I raised my voice, and I just kind of was a jerk. And I'd love to hear from you as to what happened, and also how I can clean it up here, because that's what I'm committed to, because I really want to get back into connection with you. Boom. So there's an example of how I might do a repair, right? Notice how I don't do a blow by blow of what happened. That can be helpful sometimes. It's more about taking responsibility for what I did or didn't do, and just owning that. And then saying, "Hey, I'm available for to hear your side. What happened?" And then I want to go into some new tools, which I would teach you in another module or course, which is to get their world and to validate their experience and to truly listen to what happened to my partner until they feel seen and understood. And most of us don't calm down in our nervous system until we feel seen and understood, right? So that's what you're going for. You want to do that with yourself, and you want to do that with your partner. And then ideally, your partner reciprocates and is committed to seeing and understanding you. I'll give one more example, and I like to give this example about the parent-child. So with my two kids, sometimes I raise my voice. I'm a normal parent. I get frustrated, I reach a threshold, and I speak up. And one of them, let's say my son, gets scared or hurt or starts crying or something, so I need to clean that up, right? That a repair is called for there. And when I'm the parent and they're the child, I don't ever expect them to come to me and apologize, right? A lot of us grew up with that. The child has to like make the first move and apologize. That's not what we're doing here. The parent's always in charge of repair and cleaning it up until the kid reaches a certain age when, and you've taught them well through your actions how to repair, then they just naturally do it. You don't need to remind them. That's just part of the program. So with my son, let's say I raise my voice, I'd say, "Honey, I can see that when I raise my voice, that's ownership, you got scared and you got your feelings hurt." And then he might go in that moment, start crying and go into his feelings, which is what I want, because he's now feels safe. And I'm saying, "I see you. I see you're hurting. I see I scared you." And he might relax, and he starts, and then he comes into my lap. And then I say, "Yeah, and I don't want to be that way with you. And I mostly want to feel connected to you. And when you," and I talk about the behavior, "hit your sister or throw that thing at the window, that's not okay. That's unsafe behavior in our house, and that's not okay. Hey, look me in the eyes. Look at me, honey. I love you, and that's not okay. And then he'll say, okay, and he might be a little teary. And we got it, and it's done. We don't need to belabor the process. I don't need to repeat myself 40 times. I just need to say it once. And then I look at him one more time and say, hey, look at me. Okay, and I said, I love you. Let's go play now, or you can go play now. All right. And then boom, he's off and running usually. Okay, and there's a repair. You know, I grew up in a family that didn't ever do this part. And whenever there was a repair, it was, again, my job, being the sensitive one, to go apologize and say I'm sorry, or to go try to just make my parents feel better, because they would give me the silent treatment or dirty looks or whatever, and I would just, because I wanted love and connection, I would do what it took to get the love and connection back. So we want to make repairs overt and really out there and on the table and just part of the family norm. And if you're in a marriage, you make this one of your agreements, is that when you do conflict, you clean it up. So you want to go look at my 10 agreements document and MP3 for that. This is just how we roll in our family and in my marriage. We repair. Whenever there's a lapse in connection or a hurt or an injury, we repair it. And then kids learn to do that in life when you are modeling it in your family. So give yourself a lot of permission to play with all of this, make mistakes, and try it until you feel like you got it, and report back. Okay, thanks.